Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
A month ago, we brought you stories from New York and Virginia that seemed so absurd that they were actually newsworthy. Now, the United States Senate has stepped into the fray and taken absurdity to a whole new and nearly inconceivable level. It all began when New York passed a law that allowed abortions right up to the moment of birth. The New York Senate gave themselves a standing ovation when they passed the bill, and Governor Cuomo then ordered that One World Trade Center be lit up pink. It was a public demonstration of a legislative body gone mad. Then, a similar bill was introduced in Virginia. That's when things got interesting. The bill's sponsor was asked on camera during a hearing if her bill would allow a woman in the middle of labor, fully dilated, just minutes from delivery, to request an abortion. After an uncomfortable pause, the sponsor said, yes, it would. There it was, on camera. The truth was out, and the video went viral. The conventional explosion then went nuclear when Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tried to explain his understanding of the bill and came off as a proponent of infanticide. In less than 6 hours, the complete agenda of pro-abortion liberals had been laid on the table, and the reaction was swift. The Virginia bill ultimately failed when public outrage rose to the level that even the bill's co-sponsors voted no. The upside was that abortion was once again front and center in the hearts and minds of the American people. Polls began to shift as people once again declared themselves to be pro-life. At the federal level, the pro-life caucus of the U.S. Senate, led by Montana Senator Steve Daines, pushed for the introduction of legislation to counter the lunacy coming out of states like New York and Virginia. Under Daines' leadership, a bill was drafted, and the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act was then introduced by Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse. The bill, which seems like a no-brainer to you and me, would require that any infant born alive as a result of a botched abortion be transported to a hospital and be given all of the medical attention that any other infant at the same gestational age would receive. In introducing his bill, Senator Sasse said, quote, "Public officials at all levels and in every party should be able to condemn infanticide and come to the defense of the weakest members of our society," end quote. Unfortunately, that was not the case, and yesterday the bill failed to get the 60 votes necessary to end debate. Three Democrats joined the Republicans in voting yes. Unfortunately, Montana Senator John Tester was not one of them. He voted no, along with 43 other members of his party, which raises an interesting question. Are Democrats really in favor of killing babies after they're born, or are they just so controlled by Planned Parenthood that they're afraid to cross the line? Either way, it's not a pretty picture. As we move forward in the current session of the Montana legislature, there are at least 5 pro-life bills in the pipeline. 2 have already passed out of their original houses, and we hope that Governor Bullock will sign them as soon as they reach his desk. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.